This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Seva Teerth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crore, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Under the PM Rahat scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. Later addressing a gathering at Seva Teerth complex, the Prime Minister said, Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. He said, Seva Teerth, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 mark an important milestone in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, these reflect government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress. He said, it is an effort to transform the mindset of power into a spirit of service.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार होंगे बनेंगे इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूँ
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. Mr. Goyal was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who were posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The union minister asserted that the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded by the government.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans, and Vishwakarmas. I've already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they are only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Assam today. At around 10:30 a.m., Prime Minister will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, where he will also witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts and helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force to support landing and takeoff of military and civil aircraft during emergencies. The Prime Minister in the afternoon will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually flag off new electric buses under PM E-Bus Seva Scheme at Sector 43 ISBD Chandigarh tomorrow. The PM E-Bus Seva Scheme is a central government initiative launched in August 2023 to deploy 10,000 electric buses across 169 cities via public-private partnership, that is PPP model. With a total cost of 57,613 crore rupees, it aims to enhance green urban mobility, focusing on cities lacking organized bus services, and includes depot infrastructure development. The Congress party has secured a landslide victory in the Telangana municipal elections, winning 66 out of 116 municipalities. Out of the 2,582 wards where results were declared, Congress triumphed in 1,347. And that is the end of this news bulletin.